Mental health experts have released a checklist for parents of students headed back to school in Montana. Research shows kids who need services are often going without. Substance abuse and mental health experts say half of students who are clinically depressed are not getting the mental health care they need. Caitlin Hochul with the mental health advocacy group Inseparable says that's why it's so important those services are available to students as they return to school.
They help improve access to care and are really one of the most effective tools we have to help improve children's mental health well-being because we are reaching kids where they spend most of their time, and that is in school.
The U.S. Department of Education says young people who get school-based services are 6 times more likely to complete treatment than those who get their services in community settings. A program at Montana State University has shown success in reducing the teen suicide rate by increasing mental health literacy among young students. Hochul says research shows increasing mental health literacy decreases symptoms of depression and notes there are several steps to achieving that goal.
One is making sure that kids understand what brain health is, what mental health is, similar to physical health education. And then there's also training up staff and teachers too, so they're understanding warning signs and can help with suicide prevention and substance use disorder prevention.
Hochul says regular mental health check-ins with kids, even if they're just informal, can help identify students who may need support. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.